Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
2FM listeners, well, you know, on weekdays, I am merely the warm-up act for my next guest because the queen of the afternoon, Tracy Clifford, is here in studio and is going to tell me all about something that you guys can get involved in. Tracy, what's happening?
You mean curtsy then if I'm the queen of the afternoon? What is this laugh?
I'm bowing at the moment. Tracy, what is the story with the Ultimate Irish Playlist? What's it like? You've been banging on about this all week. What is it?
We've been banging on about it all week. I heard the lads there in breakfast just talking about it as well. The Ultimate Irish Playlist for the Ultimate Irish Song. So have a think about it. It's so hard, isn't it? So loads of 2FM DJs got together. We compiled a list, had loads of fights, still not talking to Tara Kumar or Dan Hegarty. And I may never do again. But we compiled a list of 60 songs, 60 Irish songs from all genres, all decades. And if you head over to rte.ie/playlist, you shall see the 60. Now, for the past couple of days, I've been playing songs like Denise Chyla. She's on the list.
Good.
Gemma Dunleavy, Up the Flats. She's on the list. Fontaine's DC, Boys in the Better Land. All the kind of new modern songs to reflect modern Ireland. But there's also songs that reflect old Ireland on the list too. And I brought a couple of them to you today.
We have them here. And I need to question you about...
Come on.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
He is your co-host.
He is, yeah. I mean, even I like that song.
That is the best Westlife song.
Do you think so?
That is the best Westlife song. It was their 10th number one 20 years ago.
Ooh, God.
I know.
20 years ago.
You know, everybody is gearing themselves up to go to Westlife this year. They are obviously going all around the country too. And I think that is a song that everybody is going to have their pints in their hand and singing together with their friends. That is the best Westlife song. Now, whether that's the best song, the Ultimate Irish Song, I'm not sure. That's up for you to vote for. But that is a good one.
Okay, so you're sitting on the fence big time here because you don't want to give me your top song, do you?
My top song is in this.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's in here?
Yep.
Is it this one that you picked?
We've qualified for the World Cup. Go and compete.
Are you crying, Tracy?
Like, that just does something to Irish people. It has this visceral effect where you're like, oh. And even if you weren't even born in that era, I think you just know the joy that song brings to family parties, weddings. I know people who, you know, danced up the aisle to that song or walked into their wedding reception into that song. That song does something to Irish people. And even if you don't like, say, pop music, Irish rap, rock music, this song is the leveller,
yeah.
I think.
So that nobody could be a winner.
I think this could be a contender anyway. Okay. Definitely top 10.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. I love this. It's an old one. It's a good one. You have to tell people why you picked. Boys are back in town. Boys are back in
town. Just put Irish rock on the map.
Yeah.
You know, way before our time, Jen, 1976 was the song, but then also it was used then for Toy Story. So kids listening might know this from being used there in the Pixar animations. And I love finding out facts about these songs. This song apparently was never going to make the album Jailbreak. They had 15 songs, 10 were only allowed on the album, but then management saw Thin Lizzy play and they were like, there's something about this song. Like, imagine if we never had this song. Like, yeah. I just think that in the 70s, if you're like, we weren't around, but anytime I think of the 70s or 80s, I just think like black and white and dullness and greyness. And imagine like this, you're from Ireland and then this band have this rock song that is going international. It's a nice moment, so I think it has to be there.
Okay, that's a good pick. Let's go to a more modern side. Why this one? You're all that I'm needing. Let's Take My Hand.
Do you know why? Because if you think about how the world consumes music now, like it's all through social media. Songs become popular on social media first before they get a record deal. Mm-hmm. Back in 2014, 2015, Jimmy Rainsford and Ryan Hennessy, two lads from Athy and Kildare, singing with their guitars, recorded their song, stuck it up on Facebook, not even anything else, Facebook, then YouTube, And then about 2 years later, they sold out by five nights in the Three Arena. It was the most organic Irish song, I think, yeah, for this era.
Okay.
And I think, you know what? Let's have a little nod to them for that one. They've done well.
What a great story.
Yeah, great story. Yeah. And it was all organic. They didn't even believe the success that they had over the like couple of weeks after they just put it up on Facebook, and then it was super organic. Yeah. I think that's why we have to throw a nod to that one.
Okay, that's a good pick. Finally, another classic. I did admit to you off air, I didn't know this one. I didn't know this. But do you guys know this?
Mary's got a new job, she's working in the bank, making lots of money.
Classic side now, we're shaming you.
Doc is dancing. Oh my God, what is happening to Doc? Oh, Mary, I do know it. I sang it at a wedding.
You told me
at 3
you didn't know it.
I recognize it now, but I don't know. I didn't know it was Irish.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know the lyrics. I just know it, Mary. Tell me about that song.
The reason why I put that in there as well, because as I'm saying, there are songs here that you may not love. You may not have them on your Spotify playlist. You mightn't even hear them on the radio anymore. But when this song starts, Mary's got a new job. She's working in the bank, making lots of money and giving it to Frank. I don't know anything else after that. But everyone knows those first two lines of those songs. And it's like, oh, Mary. And that's it. So it's the four of us. And I remember as a kid, that song was never off the radio. About 1990, that song was just always on. Now, I don't know what station my mom was listening to, but that song was possibly the biggest Irish song of that year. Now, I know that's around the era of Aslan and U2, but that one is a big standout song for me. And Brendan Murray from the band, like, he wrote it about stalking a girl. Like, he just made up this song about a girl called Mary that he fancied. And it kind of has outlived the band when you think about it.
Yeah.
And it is because of those first two lines that I think everyone knows that I had to stick it in there.
An interesting mix you have, Tracy. And just to mention, you do have Aslan in there as well. When is the big reveal? When are we going to find out?
So you've got 2 weeks to vote. Okay. It is voting closes on Friday. So head over to rte.ie/playlist. So you vote for 10. You don't have to choose your favourite song. Because that's a hard thing to do. Yeah. Like even now, I'm like, oh God, I've left out something else, you know. You've got 10 out of the 60. You can vote once a day and you have them until next Friday.
Okay. Is Mickey Joe Hart in there? Someone wants to
Mickey
know.
Mickey Joe, do you know what? That's why me and Dan Hegarty are fighting. He wanted it on the list.
Tracy, you can't say that, especially to my listeners. They'll all switch off now. They're my people.
I love Mickey Joe Hart.
Yeah, but he's not. He didn't make the list.
He didn't make the list.
Isn't that incredible that you had to fight over the list because we have such great music on this tiny island?
Like even driving in today, Jen, I was like, damn, that never didn't. I was thinking of Therapy going nowhere. I was like, damn, that didn't make the list. But, you know, we... Every day I wake up, there's a new song that I went, damn it, that should have been on the list.
Why didn't you make a bigger list?
Do you know, I hadn't got enough time, not enough hours in the day, and I've got a radio show to do.
Okay, you know, whatever happens, people are going to be bitching and moaning. That
absolutely.
Oh, have you had it already?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm thinking, Riverdance. Do you know what I mean? Put him under pressure.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Oh, there's a song there that we can all agree on. Definitely. Have a look at the list, rte.ie/playlist.
We could all
have I missed it.
I mean, this might be it, Tracy. I think you've convinced me.
We've qualified for the World Cup.
Go and compete. I'm already crying.
I know. I think you've convinced me that could be the ultimate song, but who knows? It is not up to me. It's not up to Tracy. It is up to you. You can have your say. You can go to rte.ie/playlist before July 3rd. You can pick 10. Go and do it. And then you can blame Tracy afterwards if your favourite song doesn't get picked.
You can go and watch it then on the television. 31st of October, 9:30, RTE1. We'll have the top 20 there. Live performances, chats with people. And then we'll reveal who was number one. I know.
Amazing. Very exciting. Tracy, thanks for coming in. RTE.